Many of us have seen paintings by the artist Norman Rockwell. In fact, his work is still reproduced in countless calendars and hangs on many office walls throughout America. This is the place that honors much of that work, and I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Stockbridge, Massachusetts is the place Norman Rockwell spent the last 25 years of his life. It's also the site of the museum devoted to his work.
We have the world's largest collection of original art by Norman Rockwell, which is certainly true. We have a collection of about 865 original studies, drawings, and paintings.
Stephanie Plunkett says there's no way to pick out his most popular work from so many, but there's one you still often see when you go to the doctor.
There's a very famous painting, which you will see in many doctor's offices, actually, of a little boy actually getting a shot. And he's standing on a chair and being distracted by reading the doctor's credentials on the walls.
The boy he painted in that picture was a local named Eddie Locke, and area residents always gave him a ribbing about being painted as he was about to get a shot in his hindsight. Stephanie says Rockwell had a type of person that often became the hero of his works.
He loved the underdog. He did a wonderful series of artworks focusing on a city cousin and his country cousins. And the country cousins always came out looking better. So I love that aspect of Rockwell.
Rockwell passed in 1978, but his masterpieces seem to transcend time, still bringing important morals and values before us.
He painted the best in us in many ways. He painted the world that he would like to see. And I think his audience responded to that.
They are stories told through art, and you can find many of the originals in this small town where Rockwell spent the latter portion of his career. Traveling the countryside in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.